For God's sake, get to the eclipse on time.
It took your breath for a minute.
We have no time for the intro. Eclipse chasers from around the world are arriving in the path of totality. In this bonus episode, we chat about last-minute eclipse prep and have a couple of surprise eclipse chaser guests joining us in the fun. From British Columbia, the Shady Ladies, Sally Kilburn, and Dr. Katu Hendry. Howdy!
Hey, how are you? It's good to see you.
I'm great. You know, it's great to see you too. We weren't going to have guests this bonus episode, but we have guests. Awesome eclipse chaser guests. How are you doing?
I'm good. Where are you at right now? Where are you?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
You're in Austin.
Yeah. I'm going to Kerrville. So y'all flew in from BC?
No, we drove. We've been on the road with our dog for the last 2 weeks.
Awesome.
We have hit Montana. We went to skiing championships for the, slalom, the U.S. slalom championships, where
fantastic.
Our cousin's daughter came in first. She won the gold medal.
No way.
And we have visited all kinds of people going across the country. And we're going to be
excellent.
Heading back for another two
excellent.
Weeks after this.
Yeah. So how long were you on the road?
I think we've been on the road for about two weeks.
Yeah.
We'll be gone for over a month.
That's fantastic. I love that. I love that. There is still an opportunity to make an American adventure. You can travel across America still.
Yeah. Back and forth. You never know what you're going to see. Also stopped off and we saw the Great Sandhill Crane Migration.
Wow.
Which was a spectacular sight. A half a million sandhill cranes. All come together around Kearney, Nebraska every year. And they're there for like about 3 weeks. They all meet their new girlfriends and boyfriends, and then they take off and go have back up to northern Alaska and northern Alberta and all those places. So that was fun too.
Northern Alberta. So you are in the mid, are you at Fort Nelson? Are you south of Fort Nelson?
No, where we live?
Oh, you're in BC. Sorry.
Yeah, we're in BC. The beautiful Okanagan Valley, which has its own, things to recommend it. It's a fabulous winemaking region. So you got to come visit sometime.
I'd love to. I'd spent some time in Calgary and a couple of years there. I lived there for a couple of years.
So really?
I loved it. And it's like, I need to explore BC more. I got to Fernie. And that's about as far as I got.
Well, so that's Fernie stops a lot of people, it's a beautiful place, great skiing. But you got to put the Okanagan on your list.
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
And we'll be happy to see you whenever you make it there.
That's great. So where do you plan to observe? Are you going to Hillsborough with Letitia?
No. Our current plan, we've rented a house together with a bunch of people outside of Concan, in Rio Frio.
Yeah. Concan
is
a great
spot. We'll see how it goes. Our hope is to be able to stay there. We're waiting. I know there's been all these dire, forecasts. We're waiting until 3 days out. 4 days out, I start to look at it. 3 days out, I start to take it serious.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We might make some adjustments, but not major adjustments. I have all these relatives that I was just talking to and staying with in Arkansas. And apparently Arkansas has some pretty good prospects. There's some ridge that there's meteorologists are talking about that they think is developing that is going to stabilize all the air, to the west of it. And they're thinking that could happen outside of Arkansas, of all places. But I don't think we would go driving any further than that.
Yeah. Well, you are mobile. So that's
yeah, we
good
are
thing.
Mobile. We Just are
in
mobile.
Case. You
but, we're electric. We're mobile and we're electric. So we have to just go where – in fact, I'm a little worried about the aspects, the electrical
power
charging
situation.
Aspects in the hill country. But we'll see. We'll manage. If we're stuck, we're stuck for a while.
You get friendly people around you. They'll take care of you.
That's right. I am a Texas native too, just in case I need to pull that out, to assert my dominance. I was born here in Fort Worth.
All right.
And we just went to my old home this morning, and that was really a walk down memory lane, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a natural born eclipse chaser. Given
the Fort Worth 1878
thing.
I started early.
I love it.
I just did a podcast about a second ago on Arkansas radio, and I realized, the next eclipse that comes into the, contiguous U.S. is in 2045,
right.
And that goes over Arkansas.
That
Texas.
One goes, yeah.
until not Arkansas Texas. Gets a little, you know, people
yeah,
aren't
it's
talking
getting
about
a little
that
love. I know people yeah. are not talking about Arkansas as their destination, but yeah. honestly, it may be.
Yeah, may everybody's be talking about Carbondale, Illinois.
Yeah,
cross of the 2017 and the yeah. 2024. Yeah.
You know, I had a funny thing. For some reason, I thought Saint Genevieve in Missouri would have been a great place to see yeah. both, you know, 2017 and this one. And I had focused on it really early. It's like an old French-Canadian community from way back, 1700s. Well, and I thought that would be cool. And who knows? Maybe, we, yeah. you know, I don't know if we can get that far in a day and a half. But, you know, if that's clear, that's right, in that yeah. direction. I mean, what's yeah. your plan? What's your plan if things go bad?
Well, my plan, if things go bad, is to head directly west towards the edge.
Okay.
To a place called Junction, Texas, where, you know, first location is not to go to the edge. First location is to be center path. And so,
yeah.
But Junction West or Austin East, come back home, drop off the RV.
Yeah.
It's going to be parked, and then the truck is mobile. So
yeah.
we shall see.
Yeah.
But I did have a crazy plan that was to drive to the San Antonio airport okay. and take a flight to Indianapolis.
Okay.
And then come back and then drive back to the campsite. It's only about an hour drive to San Antonio airport. And so I'm like, it's still there. I had a refundable round trip ticket to Indianapolis on Sunday night. Returns Monday night, and I canceled it. I'm like, you know what? I'm committed. I'm staying.
Yeah. I'm proud staying. Texas boy. You know, we're going for it. You know,
it's a home game. Yeah,
it's a home game. You yeah. win, lose, or draw. You know, and you know, yeah. and even I have seen enough eclipses. You know, that I've seen them with high cloud.
Yeah,
and they can be pretty dramatic too. You know, they come up with colors that you can't imagine. And even the ones where you're looking and you're looking and you're thinking, oh, we're going to be skunked. And all of a sudden there's a hole that develops yeah. and you see it. That was about the most emotional eclipse I ever had was yeah. when we finally saw that one and when we thought all was lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, hole. The roller coaster of emotions that we're going to be going yeah. through over the next week.
I'm starting to get the roller coaster of emotions right now. Like, like now we're getting so close that all these old emotions that haven't been... They haven't been cycling through my mind. They
haven't
my
been
heart.
Released.
And now yeah. it's like, oh my God. Like, it's hard to get. Like, just think
the juices,
about it.
The and juices I get teary eyed. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
They are. And it's like, it doesn't matter. We will be in a shadow. And guess what? You know, yeah. these meteorologists, they are championed for being right.
Yeah.
What, 30% of the time? Kind of like a yeah. Hall of Fame
That's
baseball
right.
player?
Yeah, it's like a batting average, you know, of like, 350, you know, and that's great, you know.
Yeah, Hall of Fame, yeah. And they're still wrong, you know, 65% of the time. And so that is what I take. It's like, hey, nobody needs to be getting all upset and worried about weather just yet. Sure, we have some major models that are trending in a certain way, but I've been watching the European model and it seems to be pushing that front further and further south and west, and it's
okay,
we might get a little break. And right. like you said, you know, all you need is that one lucky hole, so just trust in it and go with it, and we're
it's
there.
It's gonna find yeah. you trust yeah. that it's gonna find yeah. you because you're that, putting it out. Yeah,
yeah, they do a little praying, and yeah. then my numerology has been hitting me, you know.
Okay.
Seeing all the numbers, and it's like, hey, don't worry, it's all going to be good.
Okay, I'm going to go yeah. with your numerology. That's
yeah,
as
yeah.
good as anything, you know.
It's like, what does that mean? I keep seeing 11-11. I keep saying, yeah. It's like, oh, it's all going to be good. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
For Cody, yeah.
He's just back, and she wants to do something official.
I do have one more question for you, Sally. Okay. So how many total solar eclipses have you seen? How many solar eclipses have you seen?
I've seen 14 totals out of 15 attempts. This is my 16th attempt. I've seen two annulars, and I've probably seen four or five partials.
Okay.
You know, at least a little touch of them.
Yeah.
That's it
yeah.
for me.
So when was your first one?
1999. We were in Normandy. We were there. We were visiting family. I had to talk Cotty into sticking around for like an extra 4 days so that we could go see it. And it was a battle to, you know, to do that. And we were driving around. We had no idea what we were doing. I had these goggles, these welder's goggles, 14 goggles that a client of mine who's a pipeline contractor gave me. And we, all we knew is you had to get in the path. We didn't know anything about center line or, you know, edges or anything like that. All we knew we had to get in the path. And we had, you know, like a poor thing that we had printed out that just showed both, you know, lines. And we didn't know the terrain at all. And we just drove like maniacs to get there in time. And as we're driving, and I don't know how, we were probably, midway between the edge and center line is what I figure now. And Cody's looking out the window, you know, with these big, she looked like a frog, you know, with these great big welder's glasses on. And I'm just driving as fast as I can, because, of course, things always take longer than you think. And finally she goes, Sally, it's about to, it was like a baby getting born, you know, it's happening, you know, it's crowning, you know. So we just pulled over next to this field and jumped out of the car and looked. We managed to see the diamond ring. It was like, it was high clouds, but it was beautiful. And we saw the whole thing. And as we stopped, within seconds, about five other cars stopped because they were all driving around too, didn't know where the hell to go. And they thought, we must know what we're doing, but we did not. Yeah. And we all enjoyed this together, and the baguettes and champagne came out, and ooh la 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 la's. And it was a great experience.
That's great. That's
How about great. You? What was your first?
Well, I'm a late bloomer. My first one was in 2017. And I saw my first partial in 1979. And the teacher says, this won't happen again until 2017. She actually said, this won't happen here in America until 2017. But I was 9 years old, and it just went over my head. And so I didn't know anything about it, until I saw totality in 2017. But when I was 9 years old, I was like, if I'm still alive 38-ish years from now, I'm going into the path of totality. And so that thought came back. I went to totality in Nashville, and we had it was clear day, and then boom, clouds came up. But we got a lucky hole, and I saw it for all of 45 seconds. I saw totality and changed my life.
Like, did it make you cry?
I will never. Oh, yeah. I'm doing it right now.
You made me cry, too.
I'm doing it right now. And so that's where we're at. Hey, great to talk to you, Sally. Yeah. Hey, Cody. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I've got the eclipse jitters right now.
Yeah, I know. Hey, me too.
So you had a good trip down?
Oh yeah, we had a great trip down. Amazing. Remarkable.
Yeah. Have y'all written any new songs?
No.
Not yet.
Not one new song. No.
Well, you'll write one this trip. That's what you can do.
I have not written one this trip. I was waiting for inspiration.
You'll get it on Monday.
There's a few possibilities of topics, I think, you know, especially if we start chasing or we start fretting or, you know, we get stuck, you know, up in the hill country without a place to charge our car, you know, there'll be drama.
You need content.
Yeah.
You need some content.
Exactly.
All right. So I have a request.
Yeah.
Can y'all sing a quick song? Step into the mic and do a quick one. Can you do a duet? I know y'all are. I know the Shady Ladies are a four. It's a quad group, right? So
yeah. Well, you know, I had so many songs. The question is, can I remember any of them?
We pulled people together, you know, as they show up.
I think the one that I might be able to remember is one from Indonesia.
Okay.
That was like. I'm heading out on an eclipse trip. There's so much something on my mind. Quick check the email. Quick pay the big bills and get me to the jet on time. Singapore, I'm feeling jet lagged. Do, 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 do. There's no relaxing. Call me a taxi and get me to the ship. On time when we are sailing, no worries then, or something. Do 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 on excursions, you get back or else.
So. Love it.
Ahead into La Casa, we've got to make that center line. Do 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 do, there's no delaying, so I am praying, get me to the ship.
for God's sake, get to the eclipse on time.
Yay. Thank you. That's so awesome.
I learned this. All the kids are all the my camp team taught me that this is the sign for a solar eclipse.
All right.
The sign with the corona.
We have gang signs. I knew we were a cult, but now we have gang signs.
We have gang signs.
This is the countdown. We're getting close.
And yeah, very close.
All the emotions are starting to well up. All the memories from eclipses past are starting to, you know, you kind of put those emotions back in the back of your mind, and after the buzz wears off, and the buzz wears
it's building.
Off,
yeah,
and now it building. All of a sudden it comes back. Yeah,
it's
you start
building.
Thinking
it's
about
building.
All those great. Yeah. So, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling just a tad scared because of the weather report, but I'm just telling all my friends, you know, we're in Texas and there's a lot of prayer groups. I'm asking everybody's got a prayer group to be praying for clear skies.
You texted me like, hey, you're Greek Orthodox. Why don't you say a little prayer? I'm like, okay. Pater imon, o intis oranis, agiastito to onamaso.
Hey, Greek Orthodox. We've got to get all of them in. Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Church of Christ, everybody praying for clear skies. Okay. Well, first off, everybody's already got their glasses. I know because I still have plenty of them left. If you don't have any of them, call me. So everybody's got glasses. But the other thing you really need to do, especially if you're flying in and you're just planning to go directly to the site, go to the hardware store and get a chair.
Yep. Yes.
Our Buc-ee's has great chairs.
Yeah.
And little great folded tables. Get a chair. And then afterwards, donate them.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I go into a new country. I get a chair. I buy a chair. An umbrella if it's really hot, a table. I take that with me to the eclipse site, and then I donate it to the local charity.
Yeah, and if you've never been to a Buc-ee's, you'll see the signs on the highway if you're coming in from out of state and other areas. And go check it out. And guess what? They will have gas. They will have petrol.
Yeah, they will have gas. Buc-ee's
will
have
100 pumps, 100 at least fuel pumps. So.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they have Tesla chargers.
Yes.
So for those of you who owns Teslas, it's the place to charge.
Buc-ee's.
They have like 21.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, usually don't have to wait. You might have to wait on eclipse day because people are planning to see it from the Buc-ee's.
Yeah. You know, obviously don't forget your snacks and your drinks and your waters and your sunscreen and all that. But if you plan on, you know, walking around in the bushes, you want to have boots, you want to have good shoes, because there are
sulfur.
Snakes and all kinds of stuff in the blue bonnets, and the blue
and
bonnets
chiggers.
Are beautiful right now. Yeah.
So, and chiggers. And so do you want to put the sulfur around your boots or spray?
Yeah. Foot protection.
Some DEET around your.
For sure.
Yep. Good that. Because DEET, we have here in Texas, at least we have chiggers, fire ants, spiders, and a bunch of other little creepy collies. So you want to be careful, and you want to make sure when you put wherever you settle in, it's not on top of a fire ant pit.
Yeah. And they're right nearby.
Yeah.
Even if you're not on top of one, there's one nearby. So keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, keep an eye out. Yeah. Keep an eye out. You know, if you have a little paint can, you can paint a circle around them.
Yeah.
Kind of keep everybody away from them. We don't want to make them mad. Don't make them mad.
Yeah. We're going to put a list in the show notes that was created by Dr. Gordon Telepun. And it's an eclipse day checklist. And it is over the top. Everything you would possibly need if you're a photographer, and if you're not, you can skip the photography stuff and just go to the main list. But there's a great list at the end of that page that talks about eclipse site etiquette. And one of the big one is never use a camera flash. And Letitia will be passing out electrical tape to cover your.
Yes, that's what I normally do. I usually get electrical tape, and I ask everybody that's on the site to let me cover up your flash with the electrical tape. So that way, if you accidentally turn it on, because a lot of people have to turn off their phones, reboots, and everything else, so cover up your flash so at least during that time, you won't flash during totality. And the reason you don't want to flash during totality is it ruins your dark eye adaptation, and it ruins the shot. If somebody's in the middle of taking a picture and you flash, it's going to ruin their shot.
It will illuminate everything in front and ruin their long exposure image. But yeah,
and
mostly it's sort of dark adaptation. Your eyes, people's eyes are adjusting to the darkness. You flash that and all of a sudden those cones end up catching photons and they reactivate and it's destroying a bunch of people's almost dark adapted vision. So definitely turn your flash off. Don't fly drones. Give photographers ample space. So yes, just pick a spot and stay stationary. Let's see. Yeah, be aware of tripod legs. Don't play loud music. That's another one. All kinds of posts online about people trying to sync up Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon with Totality.
Nature is
the music. That's hearing the crickets come out and the birds stop chirping and all the natural sounds and the hooping and hollering of human beings. That's the music. You could play music before. You can play music after. You don't do it during totality. Even 10 minutes or before and after. That's just a suggestion. If you were playing music, I would walk away from you. Yeah. Cats are tough. Young children.
It depends on where you're at. Young children. Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, if you're a photographer, you don't want to be around the kids, and you probably need to do more of a me eclipse and not be necessarily in a group.
Yeah.
But if you know where you're going to be and stake out your spot, put up some tape, whatever you need to do. The place I'm going to be at, the Cowboy Eclipse Festival, it's an adults only venue, so we won't have that.
Gotcha.
Now we are going to have music, but I'm cutting it off at about 10 minutes before totality.
Okay, good. I'm surprised you're not doing it earlier.
It may be earlier. Yeah. If there's something cool I want to show, because I'll start showing the close in effects.
Yeah. 20 minutes on each side. You know, after totality, things change. You know,
well,
it's a different social environment after totality.
Yeah.
Before, there's so much pent up, so many different emotions that are cycling through, but the second after totality, it's popping champagne and the party starts. So, but don't forget to look for shadow bands. there's still incredible partial eclipse phenomena that are occurring that you just have to observe in reverse order. So, temperature will start rising, but it's a different vibe after totality.
Yes.
And so,
it is.
You can relax a little bit. Nobody's going to get upset after totality. But don't forget your tools. And there's all kinds of things on this list from Gordon Telepun's book. And it's pretty fantastic because it covers most everything.
It covers everything. And then if you're doing a minimal eclipse, a chair, an umbrella.
Yeah.
Because you might get rained on before the totality, but totality is going to be clear. Everybody's praying for that.
Oh, yeah.
Totality is going to be clear
off and everything's going to be perfect. Yeah.
It's going to clear off. It's going to be perfect. Yeah. But anyway, so chair. A little table to put some stuff on, snacks, water. That's the minimalist. I want you to have the embodied experience. Yeah. If you're going to take photographs, make sure you have a remote control or it's going to do it on its own because you don't want to be fiddling with the camera.
No fidgeting with the camera.
No fiddling with the camera.
I'm going to Kerrville, the Kerrville Folk Festival grounds at the Quiet Valley Ranch, and we do have the Solar Wind Sherpas from the University of Hawaii that will be conducting multiple experiments. They've got 10 people coming. And Dr. Benbo told me they've got more gear than they've ever taken to any other eclipse trip because it's a domestic eclipse. And so
it's a domestic
eclipse. They're geared up. And so they're excited and they're ready to roll. And it's going to be fun hanging out with them. Yeah. It's great. So we can chill here. Actually, let's do a little clear skies.
Clear skies.
So we are wishing you all clear skies. Look for that lucky hole. And also, I know a lot of people will be stationary on that day, but we don't call it eclipse chasing for nothing. We eclipse chasers will find the weather on that day and get in our cars and drive to a location that has better prospects. And yes, sure, it might be a traffic nightmare, but it'll be worth it. So look at the satellite data for that day, cloud cover, and
it'll be worth it.
Be prepared to be flexible. Just be flexible enough to make a move. If it's there's a line of clouds, don't hesitate. Make a move. If it's all clouded up, then just stay put. But you know, you got to be flexible, and that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it eclipse chasing, and it's worth it.
Yep,
100% worth it.
Clear skies.
Go slow.
Be courteous.
Slow and steady wins the race. Yeah, be kind. You'll meet a bunch of kind people. Well, that's it for this bonus episode of Totality Talks. Wishing you all safe travels out there. Go slow, arrive early, stay late, and make some new best friends. As always, clear skies.